Blog Talk Radio.
Cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. And baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four-wheel drive and big mud ties. Must get down and wine. Oh baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tail leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party.
Co-host Emily. I wanted to sit down and chat with her
a bit so you guys could get to know the girl behind the voice. And we have our own. Hey, Emily, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. I think that final guitar solo in that song is the most epic guitar solo ever.
Yeah, I like that song. I like Jason period, but I like that song.
I love that song. How have you been?
I'm good. Just doing homework, waiting for spring break to come. But that's about it.
Awesome. Awesome. I wanted to kind of start this thing off by asking you how long you've been a Soap fan.
Well, like, I've been watching regularly, GH,
mm-hmm.
mainly for, like, 2.5 years, I guess. But, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I knew about, like, Luke and Laura and all that before. Because
right.
my grandparents, my parents talked about it. So,
mm-hmm.
a while.
for me, and I'm probably showing my age here, I've been a GH fan since probably maybe 02 or 03. So about 10 to 12 years.
Well, yeah. When I first moved where I live now,
mm-hmm.
And I was at home during, like, the summer, me and
mm-hmm.
my mother watched it. She used to watch every day GH and, like, AMC
right.
and whatever. So
right.
I watched back then. I don't remember what happened because I was, like, 6, but I watched it.
But, you know, and I know you told me that you wanted to study journalism. What drew you to that field?
What?
What drew you to the journalism field? Because I know you told me one time that you wanted to study journalism.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I'm into, like, everything, just entertainment
mm-hmm.
pretty much, and, like, I'm really into politics and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a friend of mine named Kristen a while back, a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
who hosts
mm-hmm.
After Buzz, and she kind of inspired me to study journalism because I realized it was something I'd probably be good at since I was so interested. And
mm-hmm.
I started taking public speaking classes when I was young, when I was in, like, 8th grade, I started that.
Mm-hmm.
Took some acting classes because I thought it would be fun. And then started taking journalism classes, and I found that, like, all those things kind of helped tie into the journalism thing. So
mm-hmm.
I really like
mm-hmm.
it, actually. This is my first year of journalism, but
awesome.
I'm enjoying it.
Awesome. And for me, you brought up acting classes. For me, my college minor was a theater. So I've taken several acting classes, but my real passion
yeah.
is writing. I'm actually
well,
writing a book at this point.
I did a
point.
Lot of theater. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of theater. I started out when I was really young. Like, I started doing plays and musicals in, like, the 2nd grade when I moved
mm-hmm.
to where I live now, to Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I started
yeah.
doing plays, and then I started doing, when I moved into middle school, I kind of gave it up because in middle school you kind of have to pick what you want to do, and I was in the band.
Right.
And then
right.
when I got to high school, I kind of quit band because I was going to do marching band and got an injury
mm-hmm.
right before the
mm-hmm.
season started, so I quit
mm-hmm.
and signed up for the theater program. And then
mm-hmm.
my first year, I took the first 2 classes. Second year, I made company, and then I kind of just took off from there, and then I started singing again, because I had stopped
mm-hmm.
that in middle school, so I started choir again, and then I started doing musicals again, so
yeah.
played out pretty well.
Sweet. I'm a fellow band geek, too. I was in the marching band all through high school, so.
What'd you play?
Drums.
I played clarinet, started in the
awesome.
5th grade, and then when I got to marching band, I tried out for color guard and made it,
mm-hmm.
and then I broke my foot the day before
mm-hmm.
school started. So the day before the first, or like the week before, and then
mm-hmm.
I had like this brace on my foot, like it wasn't a cast
mm-hmm.
that I could take off, and so I did my first show,
right.
and then I quit
mm-hmm.
the next day.
let me back up and say from 5th grade through eighth grade, I played trumpet. And then from eighth grade on, I was a drummer. So.
Yeah, I wanted to play trumpet, but it just didn't seem to work for me, so I kind of moved on to something else.
Yeah, I love playing the drums. Of course, my drum set is now a collecting dust at this point. I need to start.
My foot.
I need to pick up the sticks and start back at it again. But you know.
Yeah, my mom even asked me today. She's like, "When was the last time you played clarinet? Because it's in the top of my closet." It's like it's been a while. I don't know, Mom. It's been a while.
Right. And you said you were in choir too. I was in choir. The only year I was in choir was my senior year of high school because band took up 99% of my time. So I joined choir my senior year of high school.
See, I started, they didn't have that till I was in fifth grade. So you move up to middle school, they don't have it. But, you know, in elementary school, I was doing, like, musicals. So, and then I stopped it when I got to, like, seventh grade, I think I stopped choir because of band. And then I got to high school, and my first year, I filled up my schedule with acting classes. And then the second year, I put a choir class in because I missed it.
Awesome. I love choir. You know, I love anything to do with music. I'm a huge, huge music fan. Of course, I'm a huge entertainment fan, or else I wouldn't have this show. Or else I wouldn't be doing this right now. And speaking of entertainment, there are so many real down-to-earth people in the entertainment industry. I think personally, Hollywood gets a bad rap sometimes, personally.
Yeah.
So that's a little about me. And have I told you the story of how I started this show yet?
Yeah, you told me, the show with, I think you told me right before the show we did with Anna. I think you told me. But it may have been
show
before that you told me. I don't know.
I got you.
But you told me on air, but I don't remember which show.
Yeah. I think it was the first show you did with me, I think.
Yeah, it might have been. It was off air
a couple of Fridays ago.
Yeah.
Which I think was a couple of Fridays ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, I think. And then, 2 weeks ago.
These shows, as much as I love them, they tend to run together a little bit.
Yeah, they're like in your mind.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, all right, did it. I talked to this person on this day, whatever, you know. But, again, like I said, I love what I do, and I'm glad you joined me.
Yeah, I love doing it, too. It's really fun, and it's a really good opportunity to, you know, get some experience in the, media journalism area.
Right.
And it's really fun. Mm-hmm. That helps.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, the idea of having a co-host, I'd been wanting one for about a year, but this opportunity just sort of fell in my lap and I ran with it, you know?
Yeah, was my idea. I was like, we should all do a show and talk about General Hospital because we all love it. And then
Absolutely. It
was like, hey, that went well. Let's do it again. And then that turned into this.
Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. I don't regret a day of it, you know?
Yeah.
I love having you on so we can kind of bounce ideas off of each other, you know, so.
Yeah, sure.
That's the thing I like about a co-host.
Yeah, is that you have somebody to share your ideas with and share their responsibilities
with.
Not that we have much responsibilities, but it's helpful.
Yeah, and let's be honest, nobody wants to hear me ramble on for 30 minutes of broadcasting dead air, you know?
Yeah, I think that with all shows, it's more like you definitely, like most shows you need a co-host because you have to have somewhere to go with the conversation, you know? You have
right.
to have somebody else there.
I agree. But, so yeah, so that's how all this came about, and I have to be honest with you. Again, I've spoken with some of the most incredible people out there, and probably ever.
Mhm. Yeah, this show definitely makes you like friends.
I do remember one show. I love this what you just retweeted. I love it. I'm looking at my Twitter feed now, and you just retweeted something that I'm dying over. It's hilarious.
Oh, my sister.
Uh-huh.
Isn't she adorable?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
She's, like, so fun. She's 13. She's really awesome.
I do remember a couple of celebrities that I've interviewed. I was scared to death. Seriously. I was
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was totally scared to death doing those interviews.
Well, see, last week, as I don't know how many people who are listening know this, Cody thought it was going to be a great idea to surprise me and have a couple of GH people call in and talk to us. Okay, so I didn't have time to get nervous because I didn't know this was coming. So I'm sitting here, and, you know, we're just chatting away, and he's like, we have a caller, and I'm like, okay, cool. So I'm like, put them on, and he puts them on, and it's like, hey, it's Kathleen Gaddy from General Hospital. Like, thanks for the heads up, Cody. Awesome of you. So, see, he has time to get nervous before interviews and, like, think about what he's going to say. Nope, I didn't get that. It was like, oh, let me just think of five things I can say to you really fast because Cody didn't tell me this was going to happen. So I was, like, a deer in the headlights trying to think of stuff to say, and I was like, you didn't tell me I was interviewing someone. Like, thank you so much. And everyone on Twitter thought it was funny, too.
You didn't tell him about the next caller, though.
Yeah, Lily? We didn't. Neither of us knew about Lily. And that was what was fun. It's like, I thought I was hearing stuff because I was like, no way. And then we started all talking, and I was like, he did this to me two times. And then you were like, no, I swear, I didn't know about Lily. It's like, okay, fine, but still. We were all off guard with that one because we already had a caller on the line we were chatting with.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I do remember when Acelia called in, you were like, is this another celebrity?
Oh, yeah. Right before you were like, we have another caller. I'm like, what, another celebrity I don't know about?
You know, I have to say, and I'd had that plan since, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that.
You didn't tell me that whole time.
About a week, I had that plan for about a week, and I had no idea Lily was gonna even show up, or Kathleen for that matter.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, and I was awesome. Thanks for the warning.
When I reached out to Kathleen, she was like, if I'm not working or whatever, or if I'm not busy, I'll call or whatever, you know. So.
Yeah.
That was as much of a surprise to me as it was to you.
Yeah, so you knew it was possible, but you didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't.
But see,
I had no clue it was going to happen.
Yeah. See, I actually like the fact. See, it's, like, mixed for me. Because I like the fact that it was a surprise and I didn't have time to, like, check myself out. But on the same hand,
right.
I was like a deer in the headlights because it was a surprise and I didn't know what to talk about because I hadn't prepared. So it was, like, a good and bad. But I definitely
right.
appreciate the surprise. It was very awesome of both of those ladies to call in and chat with us.
Yes, it was.
But at the same time, deer in the headlights over here, you know, no big deal, though.
And they big. I'm going to try and reach out to a few more past guests and try and bring them on so they can, quote, meet you and get to chat with you or whatever. So
yeah,
I'm going to try.
It'd be fun.
I cross my fingers. I'm going to try.
Well, it worked out the first time, so, I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's just true. but I do remember... this was back last year. I had a Kelly Tabode on the first time. And that lady, I have a ton of respect for that lady.
She was killing me today. Her work was amazing, awesome today. Like,
yes, it was.
She,
I'm not going to spoil it because we'll have
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't watched, we won't spoil it, but.
A recap Friday, we'll have that. All that for you Friday. I'm not going to spoil it. But anyway, Kelly is...
Yeah, for those of you who haven't watched, we're sorry, but we're going to have to talk about it.
Right, absolutely. Kelly, to me, is one of those people that is just... Oh, what you see is what you get with her. And she's just...
Yeah, for sure.
Just surreal and just so... just. There's not enough...
Yeah.
Enough good things I can say about that woman.
Yeah, I listened to both of your shows with her, and they were she was really awesome on both of them. So, you know, it was pretty cool.
I guess you sticking to that, I guess you heard my horrible rapping skills.
They're not horrible. We went over this on our first show. They're not horrible. You just like.
They weren't good.
It's
I'll
okay,
say that myself now. They...
Like it...
weren't good, I'll say that much right now.
What?
Well, that's a matter of opinion, but anyway. That's a matter of...
Well, okay, me and Kelly both agree, so...
Well, yeah. Well,
Kelly and I
she asked me to do
it. It wasn't bad.
She asked me to do it, so I did it, you know.
You have to. You can't, like... Okay, people... This is, like, a general thing that I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
People who, like... they want something, or singers, actors,
right.
whatever. Well, actors are different.
Right.
That's a different thing. But people who, like, sing, when someone says, can you sing for me? And you say, like, no. Like, you make yourself look like you can't, like, be challenged. And I'm like, if
right.
you get this opportunity and someone's like, can you sing for me? Like, you better do it or you're going to look like a
do
fool.
It. Right.
And so, yeah, you have to, like, when you're challenged, you have to, like, rise to the occasion. You have to do what you're being
have
asked to
up,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, acting is different because you can't just be, like, act right now. Like, because you have
right.
to be a character and
right.
stuff, that's different. But
right.
singers, people like that, like, just do it. Don't
mm-hmm.
make yourself look like you're,
right.
you can't be challenged or you can't perform
right.
on the spot.
Right. And for me, of course, this show is a challenge in and of itself. But for me, I appreciate when people put themselves out there and sing or whatever, you know, and just or have hidden talents. That's why
that's why
I asked that
ask.
Question to most of my guests. What's your hidden talent? That's
yeah,
why I asked that
for sure.
So that's exactly why I asked that.
Yeah, people always have interesting ones.
Did you? I hear what. Jim Lilly said hers was?
No, I didn't listen to that show yet.
She can I don't know if she's a listener or not, but she can smush her nose pretty much into her face. Basically, her nose is unbreakable.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah,
okay, so I just just have to say right now that I can hear my sister in the other room, and she's making fun of the disembodied British voice that comes on before we go on. I can hear her in there making fun of it, like impersonating it. And she's in, like, the living room, and I'm in another room.
That's kind of funny.
And I can hear it.
That's
you have to make
funny.
Fun of it because it's so creepy.
It is creepy. I mean, you think Blog Talk Radio would have a different kind of voice or something to like,
no, they have a creepy one.
Of course, me, I can see the time right here that we've got. I can see the time into the show. I don't need a reminder, you know?
Yeah, because the countdown thing tells you when your show's starting, and we're, like, sitting there chatting off air, and the thing's like, 2 minutes, and I'm like, shut up. Nobody asked your opinion, lady.
I know it, seriously. But, yeah.
We are just so nice. Jeez, the two of us, we're just nice to the world.
Apparently.
We're so nice.
Jen's hidden talent was by far the weirdest I've ever heard in my entire life.
See, I don't have any weird talents. Like, people know. People know me. I mean, I don't have anything weird talents.
Right.
I don't think.
Right.
I might. I don't know. I mean.
You don't think.
But I don't think I have any weird talents that normal people can't do.
I know I don't.
If anyone listening who knows me knows of a weird talent that I have, let me
please
know.
Call.
Because otherwise, I have no idea.
Please call and share this information.
Yeah.
Please call and share this information. I beg you. But, yeah, again, as I said before, I'm totally humbled every day that I get to do what I do, you know.
Yeah,
love
it's
it.
A fun job. I mean, even though it's not really our job.
Even though it's not
it's
a paying
hobby,
job.
But it's it's a fun job that we do.
Yeah, it really is.
For sure.
You know, and for me, one of my favorite parts of running the show is the pre-interview process, you know. Researching
like
and finding out everything about the guests.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you make friends, and it's really fun because you, like, you know, you expand your social circles and you meet a lot of really cool people doing this, and I think that's awesome.
Right. Right. But for me, I tell guests this on air sometimes. I'll tell them, I'll be like, for me, I'll read, watch, or listen to anything they've ever done. So frankly, I won't sound like a doofus on air, you know?
Yeah, like we've only done 3 shows together, and I've met so many people who listen to the show already, like several people I've actually talked to now who have, like, followed me on Twitter and stuff. So I've already met several people, and we've only been doing this, like, 2 weeks, but we've had 3 shows. 4 shows.
Right.
Is that 4 show? Yeah, 4 shows.
Yeah, it's our 4th show, I think. It's our 4th.
This is the 4th one. We did 2GH shows and a show with Anna.
Yeah. And then this one, I'll email you something later, and I'll let you know what. Thank you, British voice. I'll email you later.
See,
and I'll tell you.
I can't hear her now. She doesn't talk to me.
What I'm working on for the show.
All right.
Oh, trust me, I can hear. I hear that little British voice. Trust me, I hear.
See, I can't hear her now. She doesn't talk to me anymore. She gets mad at me, I guess, because I made fun of her. She doesn't talk to me now.
Well, because I'm the host. I mean, I can. I can hear.
Yeah, you can hear.
So, a countdown for like a minute and a half, a minute, and then
yeah, I can see
down
it,
to 30 seconds.
But I can't hear it. Yeah, we have like 13 seconds left, but we can keep talking.
We can keep going. Yeah.
Forcibly removed for a while.
I know it. Right.
We have 15 more minutes before they permanently kick us off.
Yeah.
They're
you know,
so nice. They just kick people off.
That actually happened to a friend of mine. She was doing her show and, you know, just kind of talking, and right in the middle of the show, or right in the middle of her talking, it just I cut her off.
Yeah, they just take you off. They're so nice. They just, whoa, it just moved my thing. I didn't ask it to do that. It just moved my to the, another show because, like, because we were going over, so the thing, like, booted me off the current page and put me on another page.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, it just put me on the prenom show. I don't know why, because that was a while back,
funny.
And I was not on that show.
That's funny. That's a little funny. But, yeah.
Doesn't like me.
My friend Chrissy, who I dearly love, by the way, she was just talking, you know, and right in the middle of saying a word, it just cut her off. I was like, okay, whatever.
They don't like when you go over. Unless
apparently
you pay
not.
Them, then they're fine with it. If you pay them, they don't care.
Right. That's true.
You're not everybody's problem.
Right. And back to a GH for a second. I cannot wait to see how the rest of this week goes. I cannot wait.
See, I have, like, my predictions. Okay, so people who haven't watched, oh, you can't hear us anymore,
mm-hmm.
huh, so I can't split. Well, they can. If you're listening to the recording later in the archives, yeah, people who are listening to this later in the archives, stop it
mm-hmm.
here if you don't want anything to be spoiled. Okay.
Absolutely.
So anyway, today's show,
mm-hmm.
let's see what happened. Okay, so I have, like, my predictions here.
Mm-hmm.
I have my, okay, I think that Nick is going to, like, he's obviously mad at Britt, but he's, like, more supportive. Like
right.
her and her pain, but he's also
mm-hmm.
mad.
Mm-hmm.
So I think after
right.
they fight, I think things are going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that that's going to split them up. I think they're going to have problems, but I don't think they're going to break up.
Yeah.
Because why work so hard to build that couple and then just break them up?
Seriously. And another thing, too.
Go ahead.
Britt, that's basically the only man on Britt's radar because Patrick's
yeah,
obviously taken,
sure.
even though Robin's not in the picture anymore. Patrick's obviously taken, so.
But she's the only really, like, she's the only real love interest for him at this point,
right.
unless they bring in new people, because the
right,
cast is not big enough, so let's keep casting people. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I also think, I don't know, I don't think they're going to break up. Like, I think they're going to make, but he's more mad, I think he's more mad at Liz at this point, because I watched
yeah.
this, the preview scene. They post a scene
mm-hmm.
on MBT's website, and it's, like, Nick and Britt fighting, and he's yelling at her, but he's
mm-hmm.
not, like, blaming her. He's just yelling at her and he's kind of like upset obviously. But he's
right.
not like giving ultimatums. So I think
mm-hmm.
he's gonna stand by her because he said a while back that there was nothing that could make him leave her side. So I don't think they're gonna split up. I think they're gonna have issues. But I think he's gonna
right.
stand by her because there's obviously gonna be a custody battle happening again, another one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously going to have to go through that. And we're going to have to go through probably, obviously, the loss of her baby because it's going to be returned to the parents. So
mm-hmm.
I think he's going to stand by her through all that because she didn't know that it was Blue and Dante's only chance to have a kid when she did.
Right.
So I think that's going
right.
to play a big part in it.
I agree. Hey, your sister just followed me on Twitter.
She follows me, too. But she stalks me, but she's my sister, so it's okay.
Right, she just followed me. I just checked my Twitter, and I was like, okay, cool.
I know. I'm so distracted because I'm, like, I try to talk, and I also have TweetDeck in front of me in case anybody,
mm-hmm.
like, needs my attention. So I'm,
right.
like, I try not to get distracted by what's over there,
yeah.
but I have TweetDeck open so I can see everything.
Mm-hmm. You know, and speaking of Twitter, it has just been one of the best inventions in this entire world for somebody like me.
It really is. It just, I can't tell you the number of friends I've made from Twitter. Like, I have so many friends that I've made on Twitter alone. It's amazing.
Oh, I do too. You know, and I'm not comfortable using the word fans because, oh, let's face it, I'm not a celebrity, let's face it. So, people that listen to the show that follow me on Twitter, they have become my friends, so.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I meet people, and then, like, we chat or whatever, and we become friends, like, after a while. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've met several people that I'm really close with. Like, one of my best friends I met on Twitter. We've known each other for, like, a year and a half. I meet a lot of people because I like meeting people that have the same interests as me and like
right.
like the same on-screen couples or characters or whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
I met a lot of Luke and Laura fans on Twitter who I'm very close with.
Yeah, I tell people this all the time. To describe people that are listening to the show, I rarely use the word fans because I'm not comfortable with that term, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, I get that, you know.
Because frankly, I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a country boy from Tennessee, you know.
And we just sit by our computers and make a show every week.
Absolutely. So.
But we enjoy it, so I think that's a big
yes,
part of
it. Yes, we do. If I hadn't said this before, I'll say it now. I wanted to thank you again for agreeing to do this little show with me. So.
Oh, well, I enjoy it a lot. So, actually, thank you for, like, letting me do this because it's your show and you're in charge. So,
right.
kind of like, thank you for the opportunity because I really appreciate it and I'm enjoying it so much.
Yeah, and like I said before, I enjoy having a co-host and our little back and forth, you know. I enjoy
it,
you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I think
I'm
going
to... people call us. So, people, if
yeah,
you're listening to this, call
us. Oh, I you did the other week. Yeah.
Everybody call us on Friday night and talk to us because we want to hear your opinions, even though
we
probably
yes,
all
do.
Have the same ones.
Yes,
call us
and
talk to us because we value your input.
At Tuesdays and Fridays, call us up.
Yeah, we're on Tuesdays at 6 and Fridays at 6. So call us. And
yep,
when
Tuesdays
we have celebrities
and Fridays
on.
Tuesdays at 6, call us up.
Yeah, and if we have celebrities on, you can call and talk
yes,
to them if you'd like.
Oh, and speaking of celebrities, I'll email you right quick and tell you a little story, speaking of celebrities.
Okay.
After the show, I'll tell you a little story.
All right, cool.
I think that's about all I have for you today. So, again, I wanted to thank you again for doing this for me.
Well, you're very welcome, and I appreciate it a lot, and it's a lot of fun, and I'm so glad that we get to do this every week. Twice a week, actually.
I'll talk to you Friday, all right?
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed getting to hear me interview my co-host. Emily is a sweet girl. She's an absolute sweetheart. I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.